Good morning, traders. I'm Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, March 11th. We begin a new week of trading today after markets suffered losses on Friday. Mixed messages in the latest jobs data and a halt in big tech's rally weighed on stocks. All three major indices closed in the red. The Dow gave up 68 points, or 0.18%. The S&P 500 lost 0.65%, and the NASDAQ retreated 1.16%. Bill, let's dive into a new week with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps are now down 0.43%. They were almost flat, but they've really been selling off in the last, 30 minutes or so. You know, the big thing going on right now is really tomorrow's CPI announcement. Everybody's going to be looking at that core inflation rate. The Fed wants to see it, starting to move closer to 2% before they start making real moves on interest rates with cuts. So that's going to be a key focus. But that's looking ahead to tomorrow. Today, I see, Boeing shares are weak and news that the Justice Department is considering a criminal probe into manufacturing concerns. There's that Reddit IPO that's coming out. They're seeking up to $748 million. That's like 22 million shares between $31 and $34 per share. We'll see how that goes. And there's also talk about the White House releasing its 2025 budget today, where there are probably going to be some corporate tax increases. And that is likely what caused this, move lower in the S&Ps this morning. But we'll have to wait and see how the market opens up later this morning. We're looking at overseas action and seeing what happened overseas today. And, you're looking at Europe, and Europe is all red. The DAX is down, 98 points or 0.55%. The FTSE is down 34 points or 0.45%. The CAC is down 15% or 0.19%. Tech stocks are weak. The thing here is they don't only have the U.S. inflation report. They have other inflation reports coming out this week as well. They got inflation reports for the Eurozone and I believe Germany coming out this week as well. Then you're looking over at Asia, and Asia was, mainly higher. I mean, the Hong Kong jumped 234 points or 1.43%, and China Shanghai jumped 0.74%. Those markets really rallied on positive, European data, positive economic data that came out of China over the weekend. And that was positive. The Nikkei, on the other hand, that dropped 2.19% or 868 points. Why? Because, the BOJ is meeting next week and they're very likely to raise interest rates. And when you start raising interest rates, you typically see a sell-off in equities, and tech stocks were lower in Tokyo overnight. And that shouldn't really be too surprising when they start raising interest rates. Remember, Japan's been at negative interest rates for years. We're looking at oil. Oil's interesting. Oil was trading higher, but has since turned around and is now negative. You're looking at WTI at $77.56 a barrel, and Brent is at $81.66 a barrel. That's down 0.5%, more than 0.5% this morning. Why? Hey, traders are questioning demand. There's demand questions out of China. You do see that, Saudi Arabia did raise oil prices to China last week, but there's still demand questions coming out of China, which is why we're seeing oil trade lower this morning. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update report, Emily.
Bill, plenty of to sift through in all of that. And, we're going to be following all the days and weeks action right here on Newswire's Trade Talk, breaking it down day by day on the information you need for the trading day ahead. We will get to some other market moving news, but before we get there, we're going to take a look at earnings. Bill, what is going on in terms of earnings action today?
One of the ones that came up this morning was Legend Bio, ticker LEGN, Larry Edward Grace Nancy. I liked this one on Friday, but, I knew that they were expected a loss, and that's why I couldn't really, go for it. But Legend Bio did beat by 43 cents. The loss was a lot less than expected, and it was done on lower revenue, but the stock is trading higher by 4.81% this morning, so that is positive. Then you're looking at Forterra Holdings, ticker FTRE, Frank Tom Richard Edward. These guys missed by 5 cents and they did it on lower revenue. Stocks down over 10% this morning. Upcoming this afternoon, we have Vail Mountain Resorts, that sticker, MTN, Michael, Tom, Nancy. Their EPS is $6.08. Expected move is 6.03%. Then we have Casey's Stores, ticker CASY, Charlie Apple, Sam Yellow. EPS is $2.20. Expected move is 5.41%. And then, of course, Oracle Systems, ticker ORCL, Oscar, Richard, Charlie, Larry. EPS is $1.37. Expected move is 9.05% when they release this afternoon, Emily.
And as we get to economic events this morning, a little bit slow today, but investors are anticipating inflation data due out later this week, tomorrow. So, Bill, give us a look at what we should be watching when it comes to economic events.
It's kind of quiet today. There is an inflation expectation report coming out at 11, but that's kind of a minor report. And the Fed is on a blackout period ahead of the upcoming Fed meeting. All eyes are really on the February CPI report, which is likely to reflect the recent increases in food and energy costs. Headline is expected to come in a bit up to, a 0.4% gain, up from 0.3% in January. But the year-over-year inflation is expected to remain at 3.1% for the second straight month. So we'll have to wait and see how that report comes out, but I'll have more on that tomorrow. But that's what I have for you in terms of an economic report this morning, Emily.
You'll have more on that tomorrow, Bill, and you will be able to see that information right when it comes out because you have Newsware, and I'm sure you have an alert set up, an economic alert set up for that information, just as you do set up for other types of news like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings, buyback news. You do set up alerts for your earnings action. You also look at stocks grouped together like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks, gathering information on the trading day ahead. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
What do I see happening today? I'm looking around at the markets this morning, and I am seeing, it's tough. I'm looking at the Dow stocks. I got seven higher, two unchanged, and the rest are lower. I'm looking at my FANG stocks. I'm seeing some gains in Apple, Netflix, and Tesla, but Meta and Google and Amazon are lower, so it's very mixed. But I do think we're going to be, looking at the S&Ps, I do think we're having a lower opening. Looking at some of the news behind these topics, like Apple. Apple's going to be opening up a new store in Shanghai as iPhone sales are dropping. Apple could be doing some additional buybacks, according to a report that I see out this morning. And then there's some sensor tower data on Apple saying the global app store revenue increased 15% year over year, which, I guess is positive, which is causing Apple stock to show a little gain this morning. Tesla's up because, they expect to gradually restart that German factory near Berlin after that power outage. That was restored. That's being restored late today. We'll see how that goes on. Then we're looking at your Dow Jones 30 stocks. Apple reinstated its Epic developer account in Europe. Boeing, as I mentioned earlier, shares are lower as the Justice Department is seeking a criminal inquiry. Microsoft, ticker MSFT, Activision, former Activision CEO Bobby Kotite, he's expressing interest in buying TikTok. That's interesting. I don't put a lot of legs behind it, but because he's got a little sketchy background, but there is that news out there this morning. And also at Microsoft, the EU is using Microsoft said that the use of Microsoft software breaches EU privacy rules, and the Block's executive also failed to implement adequate safeguards for personal data transfer to non-EU countries. That's, that's according to the EU watchdog. We're talking merger news. Choice Hotels, ticker CHH. They decided not to extend the exchange offering from Wyndham Hotels. EQT, Edward, Quinton, Tom. There's said to be a deal on the table worth $5.5 billion for Equistream Midstream. I see Elliott Advisors stepping down. They're taking a step back from taking over Curry Talks. They had some discussions with management that didn't go anywhere, so they're walking away. In terms of guidance news for Terra Holdings, ticker FTRE, they see 2024 revenue $13.14 billion to $13.20 5 billion. Street estimates was 3.2 billion. Yeah, that's a little light. Don't like that guidance. In terms of shareholders, news going on. FARO, ticker FARO, FARO Technologies is having an analyst day today. It starts at 10 a.m. And Sonos, ticker SONO, Sam Oscar, Nancy Oscar, they're having a shareholders meeting today that starts at 1 p.m. Choice Hotels, ticker CHH, now that they're not doing the Wyndham buyout, they're going to be increasing their buybacks by 5 million shares, they said. NFG, National Fuel, their board authorized 200 million in the share repurchasing program. And that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the markets this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us to start this week?
Owen, ticker Owen, Owen, Oscar Nancy, Oscar Nancy. Earnings are out tomorrow morning. EPS is 11 cents. Expected move is 14.20%. Friday's call volume was 27,258 calls versus 13,562 puts. Open interest, 129,971K versus 116,448K. You know, not a lot of big brokers following the stock, but the ones that are did raise price targets, so that's positive. They did raise guidance last quarter, but not as much as the street was looking for, which I think could be a positive in this case. Market's going to open up weak. So, you know, I'm going to be looking for a price between 32.50 and 33, somewhere around there. Stock's trading 33.19 right now. But if I can get into this cheap, I do think there's a good opportunity for at least a 1% gain in the stock as it releases their earnings tomorrow morning. So that's my pick of the day on holding sticker Owen, Owen, Oscar Nancy, Oscar Nancy, Emily.
Looking for a discount and on holding, Bill, as your pick of the day. And coming up, we will take a look at Friday's pick of the day when we do a full recap on that. So stick with us. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our hot off the press segment. Bill, take it away.
You know, Universal Pictures really dominated the Academy Awards last night with Oppenheimer. That's for sure. To Bluebird, Bluebird Bio, ticker BLUE, they signed a Medicare outcome-based agreement for one of its drugs. Core Moldings, that's ticker CMT, Charlie Michael Tom, they announced a 7.5 million stock repurchasing program. Ticker SEAC, Sam Edward Apple Charlie, SeaChange should be acquired by Partner One for 30 million. Seeing weakness in the mining stocks in, on the London Exchange this morning. Wyndham down 4% after Choice Hotels ends takeover attempt. Ticker MLTX, Michael Larry, Tom X-Ray. Stock's higher by like 14% this morning after providing an update on its pipeline. Ticker GERN, Grace Edward, Richard Dancy. FDA panel is going to be meeting on the 14th to discuss one of its treatments for approval. MannKind, ticker MNKD, announced positive data on its phase 4 trial for an inhaled insulin study. Kohl's, ticker KSS, Kilo Sam Sam, they're going to be releasing earnings tomorrow morning. Stock's price for a move of $3.57. United Healthcare officials from the U.S. government asked the health insurance company to expedite payments to healthcare providers in an open letter on Sunday. You know, United Healthcare is really, you know, it's really weak. I mean, it's stock's down about 0.3% this morning. It was higher this morning, but we'll have to see. But the worst is pretty much over with regards to that hacking incident. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into another week of trading, let's take a look back at Friday and your pick of the day, which was Sentinel One. Their earnings are due out Wednesday. So this is, you know, pretty much in advance of, pretty far in advance of those earnings, but you were hoping to take advantage of some volatility in the markets on Friday. How did your call work out?
Yeah, Friday was a tough one because, you know, I don't really like any of the earnings that were coming out Monday morning for one reason or another. You know, like Legend, I liked it. I just didn't like the fact that they were going to come. They were, their estimate was negative, and so I couldn't go with it. But I do believe Centennial One, you know, I things look good going into earnings, and they got that catalyst call, and, you know, on Friday, which is the positive. And you know, you look at how the stock did. I mean, it opened up at $27.60 and ran 2.5% higher all the way up to $28.31. So, you know, there's your 1% and more. And, you know, stock closed at 27.45. And, you know, this morning it's trading over 27.50. So, you know, it wasn't a bad call. Centennial One was a winner on Friday, Emily.
A win on Friday, and we will check in with you tomorrow about today's on holding pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning this week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.